This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And now we're bringing up the other one, and it's really starting to look good and behave properly. I mean, It's gone through a number of tests, and it's working really well. So anyway, that's ncs51.com, ncs51. So for about a week or so, as we get everybody up and running, we got staff loading, downloading, uploading, sideloading, all kinds of things. And we're really happy to be having this one come on board. It's going to be an absolute mind blower when things get rocking and rolling. So anyway, like I said, we have a lot of things going on. It's coming up to the 4th of July. We are getting a lot of reports that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going to be quite active over the weekend. They're going to be using fireworks as, I guess you can say, one of the tools of the trade to be so disruptive. They're going to try and burn out. These are the stories we're hearing now. I have no firm confirmation on this other than, okay, we are at the stage of where, you know, it's warming up. Now, as you know, to be a good, solid conspiracy theory, you have to have a little bit more facts than this. But I'm going to walk you through the process so you know how these conspiracy theories go. Because, you know, we are the king monsters of conspiracy theory leading to fact, aren't we? It's shocking how our conspiracy theories have all come true over the years. I mean, it shocks the heck out of people. That's why all the Democrats who like our show say, you know, I heard something about this, and lo and behold, I looked you up, and you were talking about this 2 and 3 and 4 years ago, and now here it is now, and now I get it. Right, right. Well, you know, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. But I just want to, you know, so you understand how it works, and I'm laying it out here. We have not confirmed 100% all this, although it's bubbling up, and we're getting information about this from very reliable sources to Agenda 21 Radio. So, you know, this is our qualifier. Now, when we start getting the names and people are associated with it that are really firm and double firm and double quadruple confirmed firm, they'll put it out to you. And it will be a solid conspiracy theory leading to fact, ultimately. That's the way these things work. You know, information. For the Democrats and for the media, the mainstream media, they're lazy people who don't want to dig deep for the truth. Guess what? It's really just a few clicks away. This is the sad state of affair for these folks. The media doesn't quite get that. Anyway, so what we have are reports that they're going to be using, and you've seen this being done now. If you haven't been watching any of the social, because the mainstream media is certainly not reporting this, but they're taking bottle rockets as an example and lighting them and then pointing them at people and shooting them with it. Yeah, there's tons of this stuff out there. That seems to be the opportunity of choice so far that we can see. And anyway, that is supposed to give cover, and there's supposed to be distribution points. Much as you saw the rocks and you saw the bricks and so on that were being distributed in places of where there are going to be potential riots. You know, you got to arm the army, right? You got to give them supplies. So there's, and that's a fact. Those are things that were happening in my local community. We get that, you know. So anyway, they're doing the same sort of thing. This is what we're hearing. They're going to be doing that. And, of course, it's also going to be cover, serving cover, that they go around in white communities, as it's been told to me, white communities. Because you remember, these people hate white people. The objectification we talked about yesterday is so true with Black Lives Matter. They hate white people. They're haters. And they're objectifying white people in the same fashion as the Nazis objectified Jews. Now, I can't wait, because we know what the progression is. First, it will start with the white people, and then it will go to the black people, and then it will go to the brown people, then it will go to the yellow people, okay, Asians and Hispanics and blacks, and of course, white Americans, European descent, right? So that's the way they work. But here's what will happen. Mark my words, just like what we saw with the UC system, and all of the UC system out here in California, isn't that wonderful that they're now going to go to race preferences for enrollment? Shocking. You find that shocking? And see, I think they're sick and tired of me outing them for the fact that it's not race that they're concerned with at all. And that's what happened. That's what I'm talking about when I say they're coming for the white people. Then they're going to come for the black. See, it's the Niemöller thing, right? Martin Niemöller we'll read about Niemöller in a second. First they came for the socialists, then they came for me, and there was no, yeah, that's that guy. Anyway, but what happened in the UC system model is year over year they were discriminating against white young men to get into the system. Then they started really discriminating against white young ladies, and then it turned out to be brown young men, brown young ladies, then black young men, and so on, all the way through the spectrum through the Asians. Now, the one commonality that they all had, though, when you looked at them, is that they were all American citizens. That's right. It will be discrimination, ultimately, first for whites, then for browns, then for blacks. In any one of those progressions you can follow. You see where I'm going with this. The fact that you are a U.S. citizen is the key thing. So watch out. Now, they're just saying that they've got to have a ethnic or racial group to polarize first. It's called objectification. Looked it up. This objectification. And, you know, if you go to any of these Holocaust museums, right? They'll walk you through it. There's a whole process of objectification that the Nazis used. And that's exactly what they're doing here. It's very Nazi-esque. And, you know, everybody says, what was the white Aryan race? Well, that's what they were pontificating towards. But, you know, hate is hate. And you have a tool there. And objectification is the tool. And that's what they're looking to do right now. So when we talk about this, notion that they're going to use fireworks as the backdrop to use guns and weapons and things like that. And again, we're at the heavy rumor mill mode right now because we don't know for a fact that this is what's going to happen, although we do have a lot of evidence that's indicating that, because we're seeing the fact that over the weeks, they've been using fireworks to actually shoot at white people primarily. Almost every one of the victims that they've been hammering out have been white people. Okay, so there's the evidence. That's a fact. I mean, you can't hide from the fact. There's no bigotry there. You just can't hide from those facts. That's what's been going on. And so now we're getting reports from our people that this is their plan. And it's coming from a broad brush of people. Now, maybe by tomorrow we're going to come out and say, you know, we got a little bit more evidence, and here it is. This is now at the level of conspiracy. So then we'll get to conspiracy fact. We'll take a look at what happened over the weekend, and we'll see. But we do know one fact for sure. They are using right now in many cities by Black Lives Matter, they're using fireworks to shoot at whites. White people. We know that. And the white people seem to be, and the police seem to be the target. Well, you know, first they started throwing water bottles and buckets of water on police in New York, right? Look what they've got now going on. Well, you know, let's just defund the police, right? Real smart. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, you know, Donald Trump will be on the road again. He's going to be out and about. He's a big event happening right now. It's starting to happen right now in South Dakota. And he's going to be at Rushmore, and he's going to be watching the fireworks display, which has been canceled up until now. It was Obama, of course, who saw to it that things were canceled. I'm sure there's going to be military flybys and everything else. And there's also going to be a flag raising. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Dane Sensor, who has been one of the chief architects and organizers of that event out there. And he's going to be talking to us at the top of the hour and in the third hour. So you might want to stay tuned for that one. But, you know, the Dems are going nutty. There's a couple things I want to clear up. We're going to watch this story, Quest for Answers. House Dems attend White House briefing on report. Russia paid bounties for dead soldiers. Okay, and we'll see how that... Okay, I'm going to bite on it. It's a Fox stream. It says, Steny Hoyer and Adam Schiff and Elliot Engel. Now remember, Elliot Engel is really Nancy Pelosi's person. Really Nancy Pelosi. Now, by the way, Elliot Ingalls, after 31 years, will not be going back to Congress. He got his butt handed to him, and it's about time. He is a communist monster, and he was replaced by an extreme progressive. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'd take anything over Elliot Engel because that's been the right-hand person of Nancy Pelosi. So she's, you know, she could be out too. I don't think she's going to be unelected. Anyway, top Democrats in the House visited the White House on Tuesday morning for a briefing on the alleged bounties Russia put on American soldiers in Afghanistan and who the White House knew about and who at the White House knew about the intelligence and when. The delegation was led by Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and also included Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, and Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Elliot Engel. It was Elliot Engel who helped Nancy Pelosi. He introduced Nancy Pelosi when she brought in House Con Resolution 353 in October 1992. And, of course, that was for making the adopting the all the laws and regulations that go along with Agenda 21 from the United Nations. She's the one who brought that in as House Concurrent Resolution. President Trump used the President Truman used to have a plaque on his deck, the buck stops here. President Trump's approach seems to be dangerously, as he said before. I don't take responsibility at all, Hoyer said in a statement. Over the weekend, we learned that allegations of our intelligence systems, blah, 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 blah. Outrageously, it appears that president has taken no action since that time, not even warning the Russian government to stop. Excuse me. Jeez, I saw Steny Hoyer put his mask on, and I thought, oh, how sinister. Everybody's got to have a mask on, right? Gee, I wonder if they use masks to objectify you. You know, because most people that don't wear masks, you know the law, and they know they don't have to. Uh-huh. Says, the majority leader added, well, I will be going to the White House tomorrow. That was yesterday, of course. He's jumping all over the place. I doubt if this whole thing, I don't believe anything they say. Eight House Republicans were briefed in the White House on Monday, including GOP Conference Chair Liz Cheney, who over the weekend demanded answers on the bounty scandal, and she released a joint statement with Mac Thornberry of Texas, the ranking member. It says, after today's briefing with senior White House officials, we remain concerned about Russian activity in Afghanistan including reports that they have targeted U.S. Forces. It has been clear for some time that Russia does not wish us well in Afghanistan, and we believe it is important to vigorously pursue any information related to Russia or any other country targeting the forces, the high-ranking Republican said. We anticipate further briefings on the issue in the coming days. The White House has denied that Trump was briefed. And it says, the New York Times, which reported late Monday, that the bounty issue was in the written President's Daily Briefing earlier this year. It has been widely reported, however, that Trump does not read the detailed brief regularly and is more often briefed on intelligence issues verbally. Well, of course. But, you know, this is one of these things. You got to understand, the people that are really working around him are the swamp. So this would be a seed plant, obviously. How many other things are seed plants that are in the reports that, you know, he doesn't get briefed on, but that are in the reports? The Associated Press further reported that the top House White officials were aware in early 2019 of intelligence reports suggesting Russia was offering the bounties to the Taliban. This official told the AP was in at least one of Trump's written briefings, but a senior administration official told Fox News on Monday that the president was not briefed due to a lack of clarity about the bounty allegations. POTUS was never briefed on this issue because there was no consensus within the intelligence community. National Security Council spokesman further said that the veracity of the underlying allegations continues to be evaluated, and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said in a statement that because the allegations in recent press articles have not been verified or substantiated in the intelligence community, President Trump had not been briefed on the issues. Nevertheless, the administration, including the National Security Council, have been preparing should the situation warrant action. A senior U.S. official who has been briefed on the matter told Fox News that several intelligence streams of concern, some contradictory, have led the NCS, National Security Council, to discuss options regarding Russian actions in Afghanistan. In the Department of Defense, through Chief Pentagon Spokesperson, Jonathan Hoffman said that to date, DOD has no corroborating evidence to validate the recent allegations. That's the Department of Defense. Okay, so it's a mixed bag. As we see this now, we're going to follow more on this because I'm sure they're going to come out. Steny Hoyer, or Adam Schiff, they're going to come out at some point in time. And let me. All right. I'll go back to the main play thing here and see if there's any live clips of anything like this going on, and if so, we'll jump in on this because I think this is a big it's kind of a big story, not that big of a story. Here's the bigger story, though, I think, for all of us, and I'll cue it up here, obviously, for the next. Dems delete tweet linking Trump event to glorifying white supremacy. This is what we're talking about here. This is the trip that he's going to be making. Says Dems tweet, then delete post linking Trump's Mount Rushmore event to glorifying white supremacy. You know, really, we're going to get sick and tired of all this, aren't we? If you're not already, that everybody's a racist. And you know, by the way, if you're an American citizen, you must be a racist. If you're an American citizen, you fall under the blanket, of course, of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. You're law-abiding. And if you're an American citizen, you can be any color. So therefore, you're racist. That's really what they're saying here. And again, they're coming for you too. Right now, it's white people. Next, it'll be everybody else. That's an American citizen. Says the Democrats, the official Twitter account of the DNC, raised eyebrows on Monday night for accusing President Trump of glorifying white supremacy after he scheduled a 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore. Trump is set to attend a fireworks display at the iconic landmark that honors George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. But a tweet from the Democrats' official Twitter page took issue with the president for holding the event there and shared a link to an article published by The Guardian last week about the criticism he has received from the Native American community. Trump has disrespected Native communities time and again, the Democrats wrote. He's attempted to limit their voting rights and block critical pandemic relief. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal community. By the way, it still is. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we're talking about Donald Trump's trip to Mount Rushmore. And the plot thickens, of course. There's a lot of criticism coming from the Democrats. They hate it. Anytime Trump gets out and about and they start complaining, you know he's doing the right thing. Wailing. Trump is going to speak again to a large crowd. That's dirty. He's dirty, dirty politician. Yeah, because he gets up and speaks the truth, because he's exercising his First Amendment rights. Shocking, shocking. Hey, they even pray there. Do you know that? There'll be prayer. There'll absolutely be prayer, Democrats. And it'll probably be a Christian prayer, with a Judeo-Christian prayer. Let's put it that way. How's that? Shocking. Double barrel Judeo-Christian. I'm shocked, aren't you? Aren't you shocked by all that? Anyway, it says here the movement of the Democratic Party. This is a Matt Walking text. Matt Walking, New York Times columnist. Yes, even George Washington statue is much ago. See, this is what's happening. You know, we got it. But again, what have they done? They started out with Confederate stuff. Now they're just working their way up the food chain of all American history. And of course, the creme de la creme would be Mount Rushmore. Maybe this is where they're going to use a barometric bomb, right? Well, you know, they did it in 9/11. Might as well do it here, right? And they tried to make it work in Oklahoma. But maybe it'll work here. Let's ask Tim Osmond about that. The moment the Democratic Party attacked Mount Rushmore, which features George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, as a symbol of... this was the Democrats' comment, I guess. This is from June 29th, 7:45 p.m., which was last night. It says, Trump has disrespected Native communities. Again, he's attempted to limit their voting rights and blocked critical pandemic relief. He has? He's blocked critical pandemic relief? I don't think so. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal communities. By the way, it's still sacred to tribal communities. And, you know, they have other monuments there. Right. They have other monuments there. To Indians, I might add, and to the tribal Indians. Big monuments. They're building them still. Building them. Your donations are accepted. We'll talk about that a little bit. It says, anyway, critics pounded the Democrats for the tweet, which has since been deleted. Shocking they took it down, but here it is. We have it. We have it right in front of our faces. Would be curious to hear the Democrats explain what part of shooting off fireworks at Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July glorifies white supremacy? The fireworks, Mount Rushmore itself, the 4th of July, GOP pollster Logan Dobson asked. I know what they're implying here, and the tweet has obviously designed to tell their base something, but it would be really instructive if they were actually made to answer the question. The Democrats think Mount Rushmore is a display of white supremacy. There's no saving this country if Biden gets elected, radio host Jason Rantz said. Rantz, it's R-A-N-T-Z, not rant, you know, R-A-N-T-S. It says, 4th of July festivities at Mount Rushmore equals glorifying white supremacy. 2020 Democrats have lost it, National Republican Senatorial Committee Senior Advisor Matt Whitlock wrote. Pretty disappointing that when Democrats held the White House in the Congress a few years back, they left up this monument glorifying white supremacy. Gerald Byer quipped. All the Republicans have to do is run on a, hey, at least we're not the Democrats' platform. Author and the Rubin Report host David Rubin said, whoops, we couldn't access the tweet. It's gone. That's what he said here. Says, there's no saving this country. Biden gets elected. Okay. Anyway, so there's all kinds of tweets. It says the DNC did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment. I bet. They just took it down. You know, because their racism is just bleeding all over the place, right? That's what they're doing. Racism, 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 bigotry. Bigotry, hatred. It's all there, isn't it? And no one's saying anything about what's going on here to stop it or to condemn those that are doing all this damage, or are they? No. But Donald Trump will be there, and Don Jr.'s there, and Kimberly Guilfoyle's here, the usual suspects all around the president are going to be there for the next couple of days. You're going to have a big flag-raising event. It's going to be at the Buffalo Chip Restaurant or something like that. Yeah. So that's what's kind of going on right now. That's kind of where we're at. You know, I'm really glad we're doing this show today. It's going to be, we have a lot more stuff coming up. And there's a lot more stuff in California. Yeah, a lot of stuff that's happened. Boy, yesterday the floodgates just opened up. Protesters broke gate before homeowners drew weapons. Shocking. People drew weapons on the protesters. So this is what happened. It was couched, and I didn't know that. I saw this story yesterday, and I did not know this morning. And the reason I asked the question, because pictured here is a... where am I? God, everybody's beeping on me. Yep, we understand the octopus. The octopus is here. Yeah. Okay. We get this. Hey, there's audio. There is audio to this. So shockingly, we're gonna bring it out to you right now. Here we go. This is a St. Louis couple seen pointing guns at protesters. At protesters? Oh, yeah, right.
Keep moving!
Oh, yeah, here we go. We got the protesters out here, and what they're doing is they're confronting a couple in front of their house. It's a mansion. It's a beautiful mansion, and this happens to be in St. Louis. Okay, so what's happening is they're pointing. He's got an AR, and she's got a pistol. Pistol packing mama, and they're barefoot. Now, I did not notice the barefootedness when I saw this picture yesterday as this thing started to break. This is after the show, so, you know. Not that we're not timely here. But anyway, what happens, this is the story as it's written here. A Missouri couple under fire for brandishing weapons in the front yard of their home as protesters passed, told police the group broke a gate to get... Okay, this is what was not known by me until this morning. Al Watkins, an attorney for Mark McCluskey, 60... Al Watkins, an attorney for Mark McCluskey. I guess Mark McCluskey is also an attorney. And his 61-year-old wife, Patricia, said the protest was largely peaceful, and the pair did not bring their guns outside of the home until two men in particular, both of whom were white, started menacing them. The McCluskeys said, were hesitant to come forward with the full story out of fear that they would disparage the importance of Black Lives Matter. Oh, okay. Now this is getting to be a little thick, isn't it? Yeah, real thick. Anyway, the music is back. Man, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're checking out this situation that happened in St. Louis yesterday. Or I guess it happened a couple days ago, June 28th. Yeah, it happened 5:27 p.m. St. Louis time. And then it bubbled up yesterday, and I didn't see it until after the show. Actually, it didn't break until after the show yesterday. And what happened was, it's kind of interesting. They live in a gated community surrounded by a big fence. And there were protesters that were out marching on the street outside the gated community. And what happened was, according to them, and according to what their attorney said, at the time that this all happened, these people, two in particular, that were marching along with Black Lives Matter protest participants, all peaceful. They said the participants were all peaceful. Okay, now it's interesting when you take a look at this, and I'm gonna play the clip again. I don't know if we'll get some sound on it. I'm doing this for my own consumption because it says that after the couple, it says my clients were not arming themselves against people protesters. They were arming themselves about people with a really bad motive, a motive that runs afoul of the fundamental tenets of our country. Said two of these people in particular were marching along with Black Lives Matter protesters. They were all peaceful, but the others, they were acting in a fashion inconsistent with the message being given, Watkins said. My clients, though, had to deal with comments that were from two individuals that were perpetrating these acts of violence and not charging, but coming toward them and doing so in a fashion that was threatening, menacing, and in a fashion inconsistent with the Black Lives Matter message. That's kind of an interesting phrasing here. The pair called the St. Louis Police Department shortly after 7:30 p.m. Sunday. They told arriving officers that they heard a commotion and upon investigating further observed a large group of subjects forcibly broke into an iron gate marked with no trespassing private street signs, according to an incident summary provided by Fox News by the department. It says, however, a video showed the protesters walking through the gates and it was unclear when it was damaged. Well, it's clearly damaged. Yeah, the gate is clearly damaged. Come on, Fox News. It's clearly damaged and destroyed. You can see it. Jeez. It says, once through the gate, the victim advised the victims that they were on private street and trespassing and told them to leave. The police summary further states the group began yelling obscenities and threats to harm the victims. When the victims observed multiple subjects who were armed, they then armed themselves and contacted police. They noticed other people out there that were armed. Once through the gate, the victims advised the group. The group began yelling obscenities and threats to harm the both victims. When the victims observed multiple subjects who were armed. Yeah, I mean, why would you bring a gun to a peaceful protest, right? Right. It's kind of like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Based on the couple's account, police labeled the incident as trespassing and assault by intimidation, according to the incident summary. No other police reports were filed that night, a department spokesman said. Mark McCluskey told KMOV-TV that a mob rushed towards the home as the family was having dinner. It put us in fear of our lives. This is all private property. There are no public sidewalks and no public streets, McCluskey said. We were told that we would be killed, our home burned, and our dog killed. We were all alone facing an angry mob. Viral video posted on Twitter shows the McCluskeys, who were both attorneys, standing outside the Renaissance Palazzo-style home in the city's well-to-do central West End neighborhood. He could be heard yelling while holding a long barrel gun. Well, it's an AR-15. His wife stood next to him holding a pistol. They say handgun. It's called a pistol. Thanks, Fox News. She's got a little semi. Okay, I see it now. The way she had it before looked like a pistol. Well, it's a small semi-auto. You bet. And he's got a pretty slick-looking AR-15 there. Yeah, he does. It says, Watkins said the McCluskeys have each practiced law for more than 30 years and have their practices have included an ongoing basis representing individuals in pursuit of protection of their civil rights. 100% of my clients in those cases have been people of color, Watkins said. Meanwhile, the protesters were reportedly marching towards Mayor Lydian Gruesome's home. Gruesome's. I can't speak. It's Kerewson. I'm trying to say Newsom. To demand her resignation. The group of at least 500 people chanted, "Resign, Lydia. Take the cops with you." There you go. Gruesome has faced demands for resignation, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we've solved this problem. Other than, it's not said in this article, but I heard it said in another one, that the people were... that were involved in this whole opening. There it is. Yeah, there's a white guy. Were two white guys who opened up the fence. That's what opened up the gate to get him in. And, of course, they're white guys dressed in black with backpacks. Now, doesn't that seem like Antifa? Perfect description for Antifa. Now, isn't it? Was Antifa there? Should it look like it? There we go. Yep, white guy. Yep, with that backpack, well, he's got a dark blue t-shirt on. Another guy, all dressed in black, white guy. Backpack, another one, backpack. So at least three of them, two of them dark dressed. With backpacks. Here's another one with a backpack. Antifa. This is the Antifa look here on these. Listen. I know what this is. This is all conspiracy theory stuff. But, you know, when you have Antifa and you have Black Lives Matter, you have one and the same. A ruthless group of thugs who hate America. They're Marxist Nazis. That's just it. And a guy comes out with an AR-15 and scares the hell out of them. You know, because they're on his private property. They're breaking the law. They're breaking down fences, Fox News. The fence was broken down, Fox News. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. You caught me typing. You caught my fast fingers. There's always something going on in the studio. Jeez. Get me out of here. I'm going to press the button on the ejector seat. Goodbye. There's something wrong with me today. Watch out. We could be breaking. We have just so many breaking news stories. We're breaking. It's just unbelievable. It really, truly is what's happening right now, isn't it? I mean, you're just living in an alternative universe. This is the dystopia that they want to put you into. How do you like dystopian life right now? You have to wear a mask. Talk about a farce, a farcical thing. This is basically the mask. First of all, they're dangerous. They're deadly. They can be deadly, people wearing them improperly. I'm waiting for somebody to sue somebody because they're making them wear a mask. Seriously. And that it's highly, I think it's absolutely reckless that they're making people wear masks. And it goes counter. And again, the numbers just don't stack up. But if you want to do the math, see, this is the they get you into a hysteria and they create this crisis so everybody believes in the crisis because, people can be useful idiots too. We have freedom of speech and everything else, right? We can be free to be useful idiots. That's what's happening here. It's the worldwide media, of course, that's foisting a lot of this on us. And, of course, who controls that? People like George Soros and various other organizations around the world, right? So they don't have the best interests of Americans because they're trying to destroy America. And they think that if they can keep this whole mythology about the mask and the coronavirus out there, we are going to collapse the country, and they're going to control us. And like what's happening right now in California with Gavin Newsom, that guy. Yeah, because he's now a dictator. He's an unabashed dictator, absolutely a dictator out there. It's kind of interesting the way the dictator is moving around. He's using masks. He's using the threat of coronavirus infections and hospital rates going up and things like that. Oh, shocking. Of course, he's importing. Newsom is importing from Mexico COVID patients to cause the spike. That's what's going on. Yet nobody's talking about that. Nobody wants to talk about that. What is going on anyway? Of course, if you're Devin Nunez or Kevin McCarthy, you're a little concerned because Newsom is actually singling you out by your counties. Yeah, no drinks for you at the bar. All bars are closed. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.